Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemns attack on former US President Donald Trump, says violence has no place in politics and democracies. Ratna Bhandar of the Jagannath Temple at Puri in Odisha to be reopened in a short while after 39 years. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra and South Interior Karnataka next 3 days. In Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title clash this evening. And England to face Spain in the Euro Cup football final at Berlin late tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. The PM College of Excellence program to be held at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Government Arts and Commerce College, Indore. MP Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also participate in this program, which will also be held at every district headquarters. The Assembly Speaker, Deputy Chief Minister and Ministers will be present in the district-level programs. Earlier, Union Home Minister also participated in Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign launched by Prime Minister Modi to protect the environment. A world record of planting 11 lakh saplings will be created in Indore district today under the campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern on the attack on former US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said violence has no place in politics and democracies. The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. Mr. Modi said the thoughts and prayers of people of India are with the family of the deceased and those injured and the American people. Former US President Donald Trump has been injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting last night. Another spectator is in serious condition. In a statement, Trump has thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for the rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. President Joe Biden denounced the violence and said that he is grateful Trump is safe. Niti Aayog has announced the launch of Niti Gear Shift Challenge as part of the eFast India initiative. This pioneering hackathon aims to foster innovative business models for the adoption of zero-emission trucks in India, addressing the nation's pressing economic and environmental challenges. Niti Aayog has also invited students, transport service practitioners, academics and researchers to develop innovative business models that address financial, technical and operational challenges in the adoption of electric trucks. The program has garnered participation from eFast India knowledge partners, financial institutions and industry forums. The Niti Gear Shift Challenge has been organized in collaboration with IIM Bangalore, Smart Freight Center India, WRI India and other institutions. Niti Aayog said that the hackathon will unfold in 2 rounds. It said that the Gear Shift Challenge marks a pivotal move towards sustainable freight transportation in India. India will organize World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit from the 28th to the 24th of November in Goa. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav announced that India will host the summit, which will be a landmark event for the media and entertainment industry the world over. At a curtain-raiser event in New Delhi yesterday, along with Chief Minister of Goa, Pramod Sawant, Mr. Vaishnav said the media and entertainment world is undergoing structural change and has seen immense technology infusion. He said the role of public policy is to enable the harnessing of the best out of this structural change. He added that the government is committed to supporting the entire ecosystem of media and entertainment in coping with this change. Speaking on the avenues and the underlying efforts to achieve its goals, the minister said government focus is on creating employment in the media and entertainment sector and augment the talent pipeline. In Odisha, process of opening of the doors of Ratna Bhandar, the treasure trove of Lord Jagannath Temple at the holy town of Puri started at 1:28 this afternoon. A special team is trying to open the inside doors of the Ratna Bhandar that was last opened in 1985, while the inventory of his jewels and other valuables was last conducted in 1978. The country is eagerly waiting with bated breath to know about the precious jewelries and gemstones inside the Ratna Bhandar. The inner chamber of the Ratna Bhandar at the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple boasts a collection of the rarest jewelry, including diamonds, gold and precious gems. These treasures, donated over centuries by devotees and kings of Lord Jagannath, are preserved and catalogued. Speaking to Akashvani News, Vishwanath Rath, chairman of the panel to reopen Jagannath Temple Ratna Bhandar, shared details about the process.
Government has already come out with the required SOPs in three parts mostly. One is for the opening, this way or that way, of the Ratna Bhandar, both Bhitar and Bahar, and then taking custody of the ornaments and the jewellery stacked therein in both the Bhandars, and section-wise to different rooms already selected inside the Garbhagriha. And today we convened the meeting. In the meeting, we reserved to proceed to go ahead with the opening and the taking care of the ornament aspects.
Another batch of 4,889 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu early this morning for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 187 vehicles. Of this, 1,896 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp at 3:05 a.m. and 2,993 for Pehelgam Base Camp at 3:55 a.m. from where they will proceed for the further journey to the Holy Cave. Meanwhile, Health Secretary Apurva Chandra reviewed the health preparedness for Amarnath Yatra in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. Speaking to media informed about the P2 ambulance service, where oxygen cylinders are continuously made available on the Yatra track on horseback, he said that very well-equipped medical facilities have been provided at the base camps. The centre has given more powers to the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Ministry has amended the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019, significantly strengthened the authority of the Lieutenant Governor. A notification amending the transaction of the business rules under the Act has been issued by the central government. These rules will come into force on the date of the publication in the Official Gazette. The move will further empower the JNKLG on matters of transfers and postings of All India Service Officers, police, as well as appointment of judicial officers. Delhi Metro will conduct the 10th Online Customer Satisfaction Survey 2024 from tomorrow till the 14th of August. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said the main objective of the survey is to collect feedback from the commuters on various components of metro services and facilities. Detailed feedback will be obtained from participating commuters on individual topics with a comprehensive questionnaire. The survey will also seek suggestions for improvements. Commuters who wish to participate in the survey can visit DMRC's official website www.delhimetrorail.com and submit the inputs by clicking on the given links placed on the home page of the website. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the 14th of July to 17th of July 2024. IMD issued red alert of rains for today in Satara, Sindhudurg, Ratnagiri and Thane of Maharashtra. We have more from a correspondent.
Sindhudurg district in Maharashtra has received continuous rain since Saturday. Due to water logging in low-lying areas, traffic affected very badly. Terekal River has crossed the warning level. Red alert for today and orange alert has been issued for next 2 days. The sea is rough in Malwan. The strength of the wind has increased in the coastal areas and the speed is 45 to 55 km per hour. NDRF team has reached Sindhudurg. The district collector has appealed people of coastal areas to be careful. Bhavna Gokhale, AIR News, Mumbai.
IMD has also forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwara and Vidarbha is likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. 7 people were killed this past week and 196 homes have been completely destroyed as a result of raging wildfires in South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province. The provincial government said the wildfires that started a week ago have affected a total of 751 people and have damaged farms and homes. The wildfires has affected in districts including King, Setshawo, Ilembe, Uthukela and Zululand. The Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs said yesterday in a statement. According to media reports, more than 14,000 hectares of grazing land have been destroyed by the fires, with 1,600 animals lost. Union Minister Giriraj Singh and Member of Parliament from Delhi Manoj Tiwari today flagged off the Bharat in Paris Olympic Marathon at the JLN Stadium in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh urged parents to encourage the children to participate in sports along with academics. The minister also highlighted government's significant investments in sports promotion.
लग रहा है कि अभी जो भारत लगातार 10 साल से मेडल जीत रहा है और आने वाले दिनों में 2036 में जब हमारे ओलंपिक होंगे तो कितनी खुशी होगी. पेरिस इन भारत के अवेयरनेस में इतनी खुशी है, आखिर हो क्यों नहीं. जिस देश का प्रधानमंत्री ई गेम्स के बच्चों के साथ इंटरेक्ट हो, जो ई गेम्स अब आने वाले दिनों में एक सबसे एग्रेसिव गेम होने वाला है, ऐसी स्थिति में उन्होंने काम भी तो किया है.
The marathon was organized ahead of the Paris Olympics 2024, which will begin on the 26th of this month. In the men's singles final of Wimbledon tennis, world number 2 Novak Djokovic will lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz at the iconic center court of the All England Club in London this evening at 6:30 IST. This is the Spanish Alcaraz's second appearance in the Wimbledon final, while Serbian Novak Djokovic is a 7-time champion. The Djokovic will look to equal Roger Federer's record of 8 Wimbledon men's singles titles. In the mixed doubles final, 7-seed Polish-Taiwan pair of Jan Zelinski and Shi Su Wei will be up against Mexican duo of Santiago Gonzalez and Giuliano Olmos this evening. Yesterday, Barbara Krejcikova of the Czech Republic defeated Jasmine Paolini of Italy 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 to win a maiden Wimbledon women's singles title last evening. In football, the final match of the UEFA European Football Championship Euro Cup will be played between Spain and England today, late night at 12:30 IST in Berlin. Spain is aiming for a record 4th title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in the second consecutive Euro final. In another Continental Football Championship Copa America tournament of the American continent, Argentina and Colombia will lock horns in Miami tomorrow early morning at 5:30 IST. Argentina is looking for its 3rd consecutive win, while Colombia has a chance to win the 2nd Copa America title. In men's cricket, India will take on host Zimbabwe in the 5th and final T20 of the 5-match series in Harare this evening at 4:30 p.m. Under the captaincy of Shubman Gill, Team India already having a lead of 3-1. Yesterday, India registered a huge victory by 10 wickets in a one-sided encounter with Zimbabwe in the 4th match in Harare. India invited the host to bat first and restricted them to at 152 runs for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Indian openers managed to chase the target alone in just 15.2 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemns attack on former US President Donald Trump, says violence has no place in politics and democracies. Reopening process of Jagannath Temple's Ratna Bhandar starts after 39 years at Puri in Odisha. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, central Maharashtra and south interior Karnataka next 3 days. In Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title clash this evening. And England to face Spain in the Euro Cup football final at Berlin late tonight. And with that, we end the midday news.